Kaiba's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
Welcome to the Playing for Sheep Stations podcast ahead of the big buy round 15. A round of highs and lows last round. Supercoach totals from the Shepherds. Not so much from me. I hit the skids really early with Lehigh. I know a few of us had him in. And then I know, I'll talk to Guardsy in a bit, but I know he hit troubled waters in the Dragons game as well. Joined by Matt, Guardsy, Dan and Mark tonight. So all five of us are on board. So we're going to whip through this. Matt, coach of Alfie's Army, how did you go last week?
Pretty good. I got 1499. I'll just
couldn't
give
even
the
get
ins
to
and outs here.
1500.
Yeah, I know. They dogged me there. But what do you do? So you're up almost 3,000 spots to 3,356th. Yeah, poking along.
Nice. Guardsy, we might. Are you going to save any for the chin list or are you going to unload now about the unlucky nature of your week?
No, I'm calm. What do you mean? Calm. But when I tell you the story, you probably expect that I shouldn't be calm. I should probably be giving myself uppercuts, but I won't. I scored 14-11, which wasn't too bad. I saw 1,588 green arrows up to 5,730. Not bad.
Bad.
Captain Cleary, you ruined Lehigh for me. I also brought in my man, Money Man, Christian Tuipulotu, which he downgraded to zero. But the story is, before I brought him in, when I was talking to you boys, I actually had Jermaine Ozarko locked into my team and then traded him to Christian Tuipulotu.
Good move. Well, that cost you 130 points.
Oh, it just cost me almost 1,600. You know, not much.
Ouch. I don't know how you calm, to be honest. Anyway, we'll move on. Dan, coach of Wick Maimons. Are the pods still podding, mate? Talk us through 2 weeks ago, if you like, because you didn't come on last week.
It's true.
And I had down, Dan has got his man, the pod king, in, and he did wonderful things. So let's go back 2 weeks, Dan.
Yeah, did wonderful things. There was time for my man, AJ, Alex Johnson. Really seen at that kind of price, and it was time to pounce. So I pounced, and he scored 3 tries. There was no weeds in the stands, I can tell you, but there was celebration in the stands at Combank Stadium.
I did let the listeners know last week we were watching the lowly New South Wales Cup game between Parramatta and the Panthers.
I was not.
Nothing much happening in the stands except about 5 blokes all cheering and high-fiving when AJ went over for his second try, and then absolute pandemonium when he went over for his third. So
yeah, there was some very confused Parramatta and Penrith fans, but I was not confused. AJ last week, 53 with a try. How good, you love to see it.
You'd probably love to see a bit more, but anyway.
Anyway, it is what it is. They got absolutely pumped. And AJ's still in my team. So how good. I scored 14-31, so that's why I'm back on the pod this week. Hello, everyone. And
our old good week, Dan.
It is what it is. Yeah, so got some green arrows, which is also another reason I'm here. 2,215. I'll be honest, no need to hide.
Whereabouts are you coming?
So I'm now 6,154.
So 3 of us inside the top 10,000.
Yeah.
The great news is, Mark, going to you, do we have everyone inside the top 30,000?
Oh, well, I am.
I'm feeling the pressure. I haven't even looked up, actually. You go and I'll look
so,
up.
So, unlike Fairweather Dan over here, I'm here rain, hail, or shine, and it's been plenty of rain and hail this year. Finally, some shine. 1452 for the King is Dead. was up and about with Sharp, Olakau'atu, Hughes, Katoa, Drinkwater, early doors. Tamale was a bit of a bummer, but 1452, pretty happy with that. About 7,000 green arrows inside the top 25,000, not just 30,000.
Okay, well, I've got work to do.
We're making a move.
I've got work to do. The Munster Hunts scored 1360, so the worst again. I am into 27,759th, saw 2,799 green arrows. So onwards and upwards. I have noticed that my team value is dropping at a rapid rate, though, as well. We talked last week about high break evens for players. I clearly didn't sell any of them. So you just have to ride that highs and lows out there with people like Drinkwater and Pappy, who clearly lost a shitload of money last week, even though they scored pretty well. So team value in this instance, once your team's nearly settled, might not be the be all and end all, as long as you're up in around that 15,500 or 15.5 million kind of range, I think. If you're over that, you're looking good to get all of those absolute guns in your team. LeBong James is still leading. I didn't have a look at who got the high score. I'm assuming
Matthew.
it was probably you, trainer. Would
No,
that be
I
right?
think there was one bloke that beat me way down the bottom of the league.
True. Let me have a look. Sorry that I didn't look at that.
1505.
Jesus. Yes. Lincoln's crew.
He's got the
He's a
most
common
random
name.
ass team.
Yeah, so he won the week a few weeks ago as well. So remember I said he was a mate of ours that started the week after everyone else, and he's already above plenty of people.
Oh,
So
okay. Yeah.
was a mate or still is?
Well, I don't know. It depends. Probably still is. Okay. We'll still declare him a mate.
Yeah.
He has come back to
You have to.
Supercoach.
Should be having a beer with him on
Yeah, I'll have a
Sunday,
beer with
so.
him at the Origin coming up. So he's back in and loving Supercoach. So good on him. You're charging up the leaderboard with a 1499 trainer. Mark, you're third, so not too bad. Let's cook on to very slim pickings I've noticed this week in the Teamless Tuesday. Some for this very moment not making the cut because of head knocks or injuries. Some not making the cut because there's a little derelict Queenslander back at number seven, and they've dropped the wrong guy. Most super coaches, but round 15, Teamless Tuesday. Mark, can you fill us in? I've got a few questions along the way for everyone.
Yeah, kicks off Thursday night, the local derby, the Sharks up against the St. George Illawarra Dargons. Ronaldo back from suspension. That sees Haroti move into the centres for the injured KL Iro. For the Dragons, Corey Allen named at centre for Valentine Holmes. Sloane onto the wing for Guardy's man Tui Palau, and Lawson holds his spot there. A bit of change in the forward pack there. Emre Guler into the team. Blake Laurie drops out, along with Raymond Fatala-Mariner, who had an asthma attack during the game, apparently. I can tell you from experience that's not much fun. Leilua starts in the back row. He's named to start in the back row. I think he's worn the 11 most weeks and then finds himself on the bench. Tabella number 13, Hamish Stewart off the bench.
Yeah, my question here, I don't really have one because
Good
it's
start.
a pretty shit game, I reckon. Both teams were really shit last week. Who knows what you're going
Hopefully,
to get?
Nico fires up in the
I
derby.
don't love Stewart has gone from starting to the bench. It looks like he's jammed a few plodders in there,
No
but
love for your old flame, Couchman.
oh, yeah, but I'm not going to trade him in at this time of the year, so. Yeah, keep going. That game sucks, I reckon. So,
Righto, one game.
Nico killed me last week. He was my skipper and looked like an
Yeah.
absolute spud. So,
Yeah, but look at the edges he's attacking this week.
yeah, I know. But have you seen Nico play?
Ronaldo's back. That sort of matters.
And it's raining.
Is it raining? Meant to rain.
Showers, yep.
Okay.
Wet head gone.
Changes everything.
Yeah.
Captain him again.
Captain him again, you reckon, first game. Just don't worry about the free loop.
Like it. Who
Okay.
needs it? You don't need it if you get it right.
Have you seen how I'm going? I haven't got it right at all this year. Okay, Mark, let's move on to the next game.
Righto. One game on Friday. It's the Titans up against Manly up there at Cbus Super Stadium. So we've got the Teemu Haas and Fasua Malawi come into the team. So Cleese and Isaac come into the team. Tino obviously out with Origin along with Fotowaka. Popular enough, Tuukka Simpkins named on the bench.
Is he?
Yeah,
Oh, shit.
in jersey
Right.
17.
Oh, my. Oh, God. Didn't get that far down.
So,
So 15 rounds in, people that started with enough hissed on the prong. Tui Simpkins going to play 12 minutes.
Love you, long time Dolph Hunnies.
And score and drop out. Anyway,
Oh.
Tom Trbojevic, Matthews doing cartwheels there. I can see it. Turbo's in for Lehigh. Hopewate. What have we got? Takiaho returns. Tavanga goes to the bench. And Sifli Toff Sifli to 18th man. But the big news for Manly is DCE at halfback after the noted pick and stick Queensland punted their captain for Origin 2.
Yeah, never before. I don't think I read somewhere that they've.
No, once before Trevor Guillemot, though,
Okay,
apparently I read
okay.
today.
DCE, what are your thoughts around that? Do you think he's a viable option or is he just no good? Have you had a look at him?
I've had a look at him. He's.
Very cheap.
Yeah, but if even you look at it, even when he's setting up tries, he's scoring 40s.
161,000. His first 5 weeks were outstanding. He was the best halfback in the comp. What's gone wrong from then?
The
They haven't
shit
needed
storm
him.
about where he's going to be next year.
Do you reckon it has that big an influence? Like, seriously?
They've just, a lot of their points have come out wide, and he's just passing the ball early, and it's either Lehigh or Turbo getting everything.
And is it just the fact, if you go back and have a look at Manly, 1 week they're on, the next week they're off, they're due for the on week because they played half a game last week against the Knights in the week that they weren't, like, they looked amazing against the Broncos. I know that's not great for Broncos fans, but they looked really good. And then last week in that second half, they looked like they didn't even know each other. It was bizarre.
Look, he'll probably come out and score 100,
100.
but
And a good price too.
yeah, he doesn't play 16 or 19 though, which is a big negative.
Yeah. Thoughts on Jaden Campbell after a pretty low score last week? Was it just circumstance that it didn't work out? Is he still the number
There's
one
not,
priority?
yeah, there's not much he could do last week, I don't think.
Yep. Right. Let's carry on.
All right. Saturday, 5:30 at McDonald Jones Stadium. The Knights up against the Roosters. Fletcher Sharp to number one at fullback there. Jackson Hastings comes into the team at 5'8" for his first game of the season. Their forward pack decimated. Frizell out in concussion protocols. Croker moves to prop. Crossland to 13. Brayley to nine. Matt Arthur comes onto the bench. So. And then not a couple of youngsters who I think one was a debutant last week on the bench and another one who's had only a handful of games. The Roosters, they've got plenty of outs with Origin, but a big in at halfback, Sam Walker, named at seven, and everyone thought that would mean Savala would drop out to the bench, but he's gone to six, and Sandon Smith has dropped out to the bench.
But their bench
So.
is Sandon Smith, Zach Docker-Clay. They've got a guy who has hardly played first grade at nine. It seems an odd setup for me.
Yeah, it is odd. But White returns from injury at prop, timely given they've lost half their, or well, more than half of their forward pack to Origin. Dom Young on the wing, Noah Kanatawasi in the centres.
Do you see the Knights struggling to go forward here? And we know when the Knights don't go forward, the backs don't work at all.
I don't think it's. I wouldn't say that. Roosters' middle's not amazing.
No, but they're better than
Yeah, but
the
have you seen
Knights.
their bench? Victor's gonna either have to not get concussed or play a lot of minutes, which I
Yeah.
doubt.
Well, this is true. This is true. Sam Walker, 640,000 coming back for his first game. That would be a risk, wouldn't it?
Apparently, he looked very average in cup and only played 40 minutes and looked busted.
Right. Is there a. So, where's Sandon fit into the picture then? Like, he's.
Is he literally just insurance?
Sandon
Because
Smith.
they've got Docker Clay on the bench to come
Yeah.
on nine. Like,
Sandon Smith,
where's he going to play?
owned by 76% of the top 10%. Break even at
Not minimal.
39. Well, break even at 39. I said he's an obvious hold this week because unless he's your stepping stone, like old Bull fed over here who's got trades to burn.
Hold him this week.
Yeah,
Avail
he's
next week, and there's plenty of booking
really old.
options.
Yeah, see the role? Is that what you're thinking? See the roll and then
Yeah,
from there.
see if Walker gets through a game. Lots of things that could happen.
Let him fly, Guardsy.
Mate, I've got plenty of other issues to deal with. Okay.
Oh dear. The 7:30 game on Saturday night is the Cowboys up against the Dolphins in Townsville. Mass outs for the Cowboys through Origin and suspension. No Dead and no Cotter, Nanai, Robson, Bateman and Vialet both out suspended. That sees Clifford coming at seven, Braden Burns in the centres, McKaylee and Lars into the team, along with Murray Taulagi coming back from injury, as well as O'Donnell and Taumalolo. For the Dolphins, Avarillo goes to one, Fine to the centres, and Sweet Baby Ray onto the bench for the injured Plath. There hasn't been any Sweet Baby Ray talk, Dan, but you've
Not
just
enough.
inspired me.
What about those loyal listeners that used to love Sweet Baby Ray chat? They're ripped
Yeah.
off.
Well, probably.
Fair
Yeah.
enough.
We have a bit of a deep dive into the Dolphins later on, so we won't talk too much about the Dolphins. The Cowboys, Drinkwater's an obvious play this week. Someone that you'd probably want to be captaining, or I'd say you'd captain if you're going to vice captain Teddy or someone, something like that. Is he in everyone's plans to do that sort of thing?
Nope.
No. If you own Purdue, would you just keep him now that he seems like he's coming okay? Obviously not a target to buy in, but is he someone that you'd keep?
Unless you're going to upgrade him to a Carraz or someone like that.
So the Cowboys, I see a few people selling Cowboy stocks, but they don't have a buy again till around 27. Surely you can get through the buy period and then sell. Is that what everyone's thinking?
Yeah, that's what my plan is with labor.
He went all right last week, 39 all in base. Got targeted pretty heavily, so.
He looks like he's got something.
Right, and then in the shortened week, we have South against the Bulldogs Sunday 4 o'clock at a Core Stadium. Jai Gray comes in at one for Latrell. A Tass named in the centres again. Campbell Graham on an extended bench. I think he had back spasms or something last week. Anyway, Cody Walker 1 week back from a calf injury. Done his groin out. I don't know if Dan's concerned at all with that, but anyway. Sullivan and Humphreys in the halves for South.
Doesn't matter who passes Mummy and AJ the ball. I mean,
It's not going to be Cody or
all
Latrell this week, so I'm thinking he might not see a lot of the
John
pool.
Graham. Then for the Bulldogs, we've got Galvin moving into the starting side for Burton, who's 18th man for the Blues. Curran moves prop for King, and Jacob Preston returns from suspension in the back row. Carraz moves into the centres, Blake Wilson on the wing. So does that change anyone's thoughts on Carraz this week? I mean,
I don't think so.
I've just checked. I don't need to play AJ
Don't you?
this
You
week
will, though, because you only. Anyway, back to this. Galvin played limited minutes against Parra, looked pretty good in that team. I think he's one that a lot of people might sleep on if he starts for the Bulldogs. Anyone else think Galvin is an option moving
you
forward?
could save that for Schicks again,
Yeah.
the pod squad.
Oh, well, we could, but. He's not in my
Oh,
pod squad, so
he may be a member.
he might. Okay. We'll talk about it later by the sounds of things. And Koloa Matangi, does he fly to Perth, train with the team, come back, play, then fly back over to Perth? Doing more travel than a FIFO worker.
Don't know.
Who
I'm
cares as
not
long as
there.
he scores another 100?
Because that might, like, I know he'll play, but that has to impact his output, surely, like plenty of flights there and everything else. That's the only question I have around Souths, because that's all it's.
When do they go to Perth though?
I'm not sure. Are they'd have to go over for promo
They're
stuff,
in
surely.
the Blue Mountains. I don't know when they actually go to
Maybe
Perth. Okay.
he just won't go over. Maybe they'll just say, just train with us, mate, until we go. And then, if not, he'd be back Friday at the latest. So he's toughen up. Just a plane.
It was just a question. Just a plane. Okay. Just a question. I feel attacked. Okay, we'll move on. Everyone happy with the team list this week? Any
Sure.
disappointments? You're happy, Guardsy? Awesome. Okay, Guardsy, I know you're calm, but let's get onto the chin list. I'm going to finish the chin list this week, so you do yours, and then I've got to put someone on it.
All right. Well, mine's very short this week.
Okay.
It's actually really good,
Really cool.
to be honest. I actually don't have any refs this week. I've given
Pardon?
Tradesman Wyatt a pass. Just, I'll tell you what I will say just to start, before he would have been on the chin list if we had lost the game because he missed that 40-20, but he's lucky he's a good ref because he's a shit touch judge. Tell you what. He had a stinker.
Can't be
His
good at
flag
everything.
didn't work. He wouldn't put it up. He wouldn't put it up for a forward pass. He wouldn't put it up if
Faulty
it was
flag.
on. A faulty flag, exactly. But anyway, the list this week is just the Bulldogs fans. They're all on the list, every single one of them. For the grade A carry-on, those fuckwits that did, for beating Parramatta, who were coming 16th, and they did a grand final parade.
Did you see him in Belmore?
Those blokes are absolutely fucked. Dead set. You beat Parramatta on a Monday. Parramatta are shit. And you carried on like you've won the comp. Half these blokes wouldn't know how to fucking who Lachlan Gavin looks like. Yet they're carrying on. Oh, we signed Lachie Gavin. Fuck off. 2 years ago, these imbeciles were watching fucking A-League or something instead of the Bulldogs because there was about 12 people at every single game. And then they beat Parramatta and all these imbeciles turn up like they're fucking have just won the comp. Fuck off, you stupid bulldog soft vaginas. I didn't say it. I almost did. I was very close. But anyway, fuck them.
That it, Garzy?
Yes.
Well, I've got to put Trainer on the list because before the game I said, how good do the Broncos look? They look like the All Blacks. I got called an idiot. I said, Broncos will win this 13 plus. An idiot. Just saying. Every commentator, every story that came out, the Broncos look like the All Blacks and they won 13 plus. So, Matthew, you're on the list. Jay, I'm going
Never,
to put.
never put the Broncos and the All Blacks in the same sentence ever again.
It was a nice jersey though.
It was a
And
brilliant jersey. Loved
it
it.
wasn't
Loved that
just
we
me.
won.
It
You
wasn't
can't
just me.
associate us with the All Blacks.
They were fantastic, Matthew, and take the credit where the accolade. Jamie, he says, G'day, Shepherds, yet another dodgy week for the officials. So he disagrees. He thinks this was a bit of a shocker for the officials. Again,
I was just in a good mood after the Broncos look.
Jared Six, it does correlate with the Broncos winning and your shortened list. It really does. Jared Six again, Spudden, 3 points with nine soft six agains in the game. And a missed forward pass, he then sends kick out of the bin for the tackle on Moses. Jamie obviously thinks he should have been sent off too. That's
Agree
great.
wholeheartedly.
Jamie's correct for once.
Who should fit? He says Moses should have got an Oscar performance. He could play for the A-League. Then Saluka Fifita puts on a shoulder charge with no attempt to wrap and gets to stay on the field. Probably fair. Sexton takes a quick tap for a penalty and gets tackled by a player in an offside position. Should have been a professional foul, but Sutton says, no, you didn't take it on the mark, and then goes back and puts him to exactly the same mark. I agree with that. Ashley Klein, 2 points, penalised Jolliffe for pushing Haas as he played the ball when he just overbalanced. Calls forward passes by Shibasaki and Mam that were flat at best, but doesn't call it when Reynolds and Staggs throw them 2 metres forward, both leading to tries. Walters copped a swinging arm from a Titans knuckle dragger with no penalty, but gives one in the next play to Ricky for the same offence. Touchy John Stone, 1 point. I didn't even know there was a touch judge named John Stone. Surely his nickname is Jack Rock. Think about it. I'm sick of the bloody touchies only having one job to do, and that is put your flag up when someone goes into touch. He stares at McLean as he puts his foot on the line as he scores a try only a metre away. He was so close, I'm surprised he didn't get a tag in his eye.
More faulty
No
flag.
faulty flags. Then he has a question for us boys. With Sandon Smith having to make way for Walker, who are your targets for hooker? We might talk about that later, do we? I don't know. Any thoughts around that? Because I know a lot of people are going to run home with Sandon Smith at hooker.
Harry
Probably.
Grant's too cheap.
Yeah, Harry Green is cheap, and 80 on the weekend looked pretty good. Target after Origin, though, you should have Riley Smith or someone else like that
Yeah,
at
but if you need
hooker.
to go early to get rid of Sandon before he starts leaking cash.
Yeah, that's the
It's
issue.
not a bad call, so I'm happy with that as a bit of a play there. So, anyone else you can think of that could go into hooker?
Connor Watson.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so both
Cameron McInnes.
Origin,
That's
after
right.
Origin. So McInnes,
He hasn't really set the world on fire, though.
But you know you're going
Sixes.
to get 60,
Yeah,
roughly
which.
60. If he gets an attacking stat, he got me 70 something 1 week.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the way he played on the weekend, I'd rather that Healy kid starting at 9 for the Warriors. He's a gun.
Wade Egan.
Yeah, fuck
How do you
Wade
like
Egan.
Wade Egan? I actually reckon Wade Egan's not too bad.
Did you see Healy playing on the weekend? He was a gun.
Not as good as Owen Paddy.
No, he's definitely not as good as Owen
Oh,
Paddy.
Owen Paddy's not
holy.
going to play 80, mate.
Owen
No.
Paddy could play Origin this year, would not look out of place.
Yeah,
If
I
not, if you want someone rock solid, my man Blake Brayley.
You do love Blake Brayley.
Good for a 50.
Yeah, and that's about it.
He
Every
doesn't
week.
miss any games, does he? What did he play on the weekend? 116th in a row or something? Freak.
Right. He's
Freak.
only tiny as well. Like, you wonder how
Don't
he
waste.
does.
You don't need to waste any trades there. That's
Peptides, mate.
right.
Peptides. Peptides, you reckon? You know what? I reckon if I bought Brayley this week, ACL for sure. I could kill him this week. Actually, should
Good. Then
ring.
we get my man Beryl.
I should actually ring him and say, "You're coming in. You're coming into my Supercoach team. How much you got for me to keep you out? I've killed everyone this week." So, no. All right, set of six time, boys. Tackle. No more. That's too much now. That's too far gone. Tackle one. Who is your number one trade target for this round? Are you looking at other buy rounds or just this one when choosing the player? I know some people have saved for trades. We're not part of that brigade at all. I think Trainer might have saved a couple, but I've seen on some social media posts people still with 20 plus
Holy.
trades.
What have you been
Well, saving them, I'd say, being quite frugal with
doing?
them, and they're saying they're ranked in the top 10,000 as well.
I
So,
suppose if you make good decisions at the start,
yeah,
they're
if they don't
saying that
use
they're
them
ranked in
soon,
the
they're going to be
top
gone.
10,000. Anyway, so if it's just a 1 week play, who would you have this week if it was just for 1 week and you weren't looking further ahead? Who's the number one trade target?
James Tedesco.
For 1 week. He's more than a 1 week target, though.
Oh, but
One week,
if
yeah.
you're not looking ahead to buy coverage or anything like that, if it's just literally who's the best player this week to come in playing
Tedesco.
this week, or is it
Tedesco.
Tedesco?
Yeah. Against the Knights, it's got to be Tedesco.
Yep. Do you all have him in teams?
I do now.
Yeah.
Yes, me
If
too.
not, maybe a Carraz, because they're playing. Who are they playing? South.
South.
Yeah,
He's
Carraz.
playing in the centres, though.
It doesn't matter. He's playing South.
Okay. You think you're happy
He can
with
still offload from the centres.
just
Whatever.
think Josh Papali'i got two tries for God's sake. Perez could get
Trainer, who are you looking at this week?
Well, I'm bringing in, yeah, Carraz. I've got Tommy Turbo, so I won't have Tedesco. But I'm pretty happy to have Tommy Turbo on the dry against the Titans. He's had a couple of weeks off. Surely he's got to be fucking healthy.
You'd think
Yeah, I don't
so.
know. In terms of targets this week, I don't know. I
Just
guess Tedesco probably is.
not owning him.
No, I don't own him, but.
Are you nervous though? Does that worry you, or
Mate,
you
Knights are
don't?
good defensively. Look at the stats.
It's not really the Knights team we've seen though.
Mate, Fletcher's going to lock him up. I'm going to text him and tell him, fucking feed Tedesco.
You just give him a quick elbow? I don't care.
Yeah, look, mate, sacrifice your career for me.
Means everything. Dan, I know you're a Teddy owner from way back, right. So that changes your perspective on things. Is Teddy the number one this week if you didn't have him?
Yeah, I think so. I'm bringing Drinkwater in
Okay.
because I haven't had him and I've waited until now.
And he's a good price, so you've probably done pretty well out of that. All right, tackle two. Are the Finns the team we are sleeping on? Like after the first 4 weeks when they hadn't won, they've been on a pretty good run. Besides Herbie, is there anyone you were interested in bringing in? I found a hooker from the Finns, and he's not the bloke who's going to be playing hooker.
Is
Kurt
it my
Donoghue.
man?
Kurt
Kurt
Donoghue.
Donoghue. I love Kurt Donoghue.
Yeah, me too. 404,000. He's a hooker only, I think, at the moment, but
At the moment.
he'll get upgraded in round 18, which is pretty handy if you've got the hooker. Three round average since playing at lock, since like in that back row position of 60. At 400,000, like he's a guy that I think could score pretty well, particularly now with Plath gone. Guardsy, is there anyone you're looking at from the Finns, and have they become more relevant?
Chopsticks.
Oh,
Mate, they're going to his side, and have you seen their run? You've looked at it. He
yes.
scores tries, he kicks goals. What else do you want from him?
No.
Exactly.
For
I'm with you,
those
Nazi.
who don't know, Chopsticks is Jermaine Asako, 625,000 minus six break even. So it's probably this week or not. He's got a couple of pretty low scores, but as a rule, he's gone pretty well this year. Two tons, one last week and one early in the season, but a couple of 80s as well. So I don't think you can go too far wrong. I think a lower score of 30 or something like that, but that was when they sucked in those earlier rounds when they weren't scoring points. Trainer, are you liking anyone from the Dolphins?
I haven't too much of a look. I looked a bit at Isaiah Katoa. I just worry that, there's a lot of blokes getting attacking stats in that team. He sort of has to share it around a bit, kind of similar to DCE. Sometimes he plays a bit infield and.
Troa this year, isn't he? He's looks to be in everything for
Oh,
him this year.
yeah, he's easily the best young half going around, I would say. Like the young. Would you agree with that comment? The best young half.
By a million miles.
I
Yeah,
get what Trainer means, though, don't he hasn't got that big like
like
score
school.
potential range.
Yeah, that's the only thing sort of scaring me off him. And his price is quite high as well. Like, yeah, I don't think not owning him like will hurt you.
Yeah. Is there anyone else, Dan, that you can think of? There is anyone a Herbie owner? I'm not a Herbie owner. Do
I'm
any
a
of
hot
us own him?
boy owner. I
You
own
are?
him. I'm a
Yeah.
hot boy owner.
Bloody, it must feel good because Jesus Christ, that bloke can score some tries.
I'll tell you what, when he scored early, that was exciting. I wasn't used to that. It was thrilling.
Not
Not
even I
this
can
week.
stop him. Stop him.
I'm
He
having money on him.
gave us a big FU, and what did he get? Two on the weekend. He
Yeah.
Herbie Davos on him. Bugger
Yes,
that. Get two.
I'll score in the first 10 minutes, and then again I'll get my junk try at the 79th minute or whatever it was, but holy smokes. Tackle three, is Cleary a trade out this week? And the extra part of that, if so, who to? Trainer, I'm going to go to you because you wanted the extension on the question.
Yeah, because I want someone to tell me the answer.
You don't want to tell us first.
Well, he's a trade out, I
Yep.
think. To who? Well, I sort of narrowed it to four options. One of
Who have
which
you
I'm
already got? Who else have you already got?
Jerome.
Jerome.
And not
So,
the Luai variety, who's doing quite well, mind you.
yeah. Is he one of your four options? Jerome would.
No,
Or...
Jerome Luai's not one of my four options.
Oh,
make it five then, mate.
Okay,
Imagine
we'll
that
make it
Jerome
five.
squared at halfback in Supercoach. Yes.
Oh, I'll delete my team before that happens.
I
Nicho Hynes was who I was going to bring in, but I just wanted to look a bit deeper. So yeah, then I was looking at Luke Metcalf, who's been going really well. Then Sammy Walker's back this week, and then I had DCE on the list as well as a cheap option to free up some cash.
And we talked about Isaiah Katoa last, like in the last tackle.
Yeah, I looked at Katoa as well. Yep.
He's pretty consistent, but he just doesn't seem to have that real breakout big score, does he?
What do you get? I think he got
If
99
like if
almost.
he kicked
Yeah, he kicked
goals, I
up
would own
three
him in
man
a
average.
heartbeat.
Oh, if he kicked goals, he'd be a near must have.
Yeah.
Like add 12 to
Yeah.
16 points to his average, and you'd want him every day. Mark, what are you a Cleary owner?
No, I sold Theory a few weeks ago to Jerome Hughes.
Okay.
So I've been running Nico and Hughes for about the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Dan, what about you?
I don't have Cleary either.
So you know, help to trainer.
Sorry, trainer.
What would you do though?
I own Cleary.
You own Cleary? Guardsy, give trainer some direction, please. What are you doing?
I'm holding Cleary because I've got Jerome Hughes and Nico. I don't think owning Nico is a must. I don't think he's going to hurt me. I'd rather have three gun fullbacks than try and bring in Nico too, and then try and worry about getting Cleary back for better.
So you're just going to hold?
Yep.
That'll go against the grain, and I suppose, Guardsy, you've traded pretty heavily, so it's probably not a bad idea for you to hold a trade for someone you definitely know you want to get back in. Does that mean you're going to run Cleary and Jerome for the rest of the year?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. Trainer, where are you sitting after we've given you absolutely no help here with your thoughts around selling Cleary or holding him?
Oh, from the looking that I did, I've landed with Hines. So draw the Wilds draw and the Sharks draw is reasonable. Like Sharky's got the Storm in a couple of weeks. That's sort of their one hard game. But the Wire have got the bye this week and 18 as well. So two byes throws me a bit off that. You know, the best ability is availability.
Yeah. I also worry about Metcalf playing a lot of games in New Zealand. I know he scored well there, but quite often it's in pretty shit conditions over there.
Yeah, that's true. And I also like that Nicho Hynes is running at a reserve grade backline for the Dragons this week.
It's got to be this
DCE,
week for Nico, doesn't it?
I've got too many Manly players already, and Sammy Walker I think is just too big of a risk. So yeah, that's the way I'm leaning at the moment. I need to trade Cleary down to free up cash to get Kiraz, so.
Yeah, so that's your plan there, I suppose, which makes some
Well,
sense, and it makes sense in your situation, Guardsy, to hold him.
I'm sensible for once.
Oh, I don't like it. A sensible Guardsy is a dangerous Guardsy. Table four. Round 14 top captaincy picks were Cleary, May, Pappy, and Haas. Is it time to start the pod captain to make up ground if you're outside the top 10,000? This is a question based purely around my circumstance.
So you don't want the.
Just want
This is just you and I talking
I
here.
do want their opinions because I know in past years they've done well, but in other years they've been in this position where they're trying to chase. And what's been the formula, if there has been one that's brought some success? My thought is I'm coming 27,000th. I can have two swings at high upside players every week, V, C, and C. I'm starting to look at it and think I'm going to captain players that are below 10% captains of the top 10%. Would that make sense in my position? Because teams are starting to look the same. I'm starting to miss players like Herbie Farnworth and Garrick because they're really high owned to try and make up ground. Am I better off to try and make up ground through pod captains as everyone else goes safe on blokes that, like last week, those four that we named all seem pretty safe. The top scorer out of that was someone with 80. Was that May? Yeah, so May got the top score there with 80. What do you think of that? Just to try and give our listeners who are not ranked as highly as you guys a strategy moving forward rather than picking up spuds and hoping that they are the ones that are going to do the job against proven guns.
Well, obviously it's a good idea, but I think you've got to be a bit more tactful in who you choose. Like, you don't captain Alex Johnson because he could get 11. Like, captain Kiraz, who's going to get you 60 or, you know, 100.
Yeah, be you still gotta be sensible with who you captain. You can't just throw it at a dartboard and hope like.
Yeah, so but if you look at the captaincies and Kiraz is like an 8% captain, he'd be a guy that you'd take a good run at because
Yeah, that's right.
as opposed to Haas, May, Cleary, Pappy, who are all 15, 20%, you go with the guy that's significantly lower, and that's where you can make up some ground. I'm just trying to show that you don't have to just totally pod your team out and then keep going backwards because you don't own Lomax, Val Holmes, Kiraz, so on and so forth in the centres, and Olakau'atu, Keon, Eli Katoa in the back row as an example. You don't have to find your Alex Johnsons and hope that they score 100 every week because they're not going to. Dan's clearly backing matchups and when he gets the right things and just a bit of history for Dan, I think, with AJ. He did say this week he's not even going to play, but he is going to be in Dan's team. He's just assuming that he's not going to score well this week and drop out because we only have to have our top 13. So make sure you put the reserve on him, Dan. Don't just leave him sitting on the bench without your reserve. Mark, what are your thoughts around trying to
There's
Yeah, but
no Pele panic
I've
here.
seen you do some crazy things. What's your thought about this as a strategy moving forward, and is it something you think you'll try?
I don't hate it, but then, but it gives you two swings. Like you've gone like a high upside BC weeks, and then you end up, in Campbell 27 against the Broncos who learned how to run the league again. It'll just be my season that end up with 25 and end up in 60,000.
That matter?
No.
30,000, 60,000, what does it matter? As long as some of us finish inside the top 10,000, it gives us a little bit of integrity. And if we can have someone in the top 1,000, even better for our chances of coming into a fifth season of this
Trainer's
podcast.
charging on in. So. Back in the end, mate.
I like what you've said there. Don't just throw it away and don't be silly and put it on two absolute Lukas. Have a look and try and find someone who's has a really good potential of scoring up, but might not have as good a on paper. Like on paper, Cleary looked like a bloody good captain last week, and we would have expected more than 60. But if he was 54% captained in the top 10%, it would have been a good idea to go someone like Carras last week, who would have been 2% captained in the top 10%. So good advice. Thanks, Trainer and Guardsy. I think Guardsy's making way too much sense this week. I'm not sure what's going on here.
Even like someone like Keon last week.
Yeah.
But he was really low captain's like 0.2% or something.
Yeah. But tackle five, is Kiraz the best offloader in the game? That's my first part of the question. Is it a unanimous? Do we agree? Is there anyone better? Guardsy, you might own the next best bloke in Hudson Young. He seems to make a million offloads as well.
Can
But
throw an offload.
for a back, is Kiraz just the most
For a
unbelievable
back,
one?
he'd have to be the best.
Like that
Easy.
try that he set up that Galvin scored, he had five blokes on him and somehow the ball just pops out of nowhere. Like it's unbelievable. He had 24 ineffective offloads on the weekend and one ineffective offload. I don't know which one was ineffective. Maybe does that mean it just hit the ground?
Does it
That would
have to hit the ground, or if they offload and they don't make any meters, does that count?
not sure. So he updated to 90. I think he finished. Did he finish on 68?
It was on 60. He
Was that?
updated 30.
Unbelievable. Like, where do they all come from? But so with effective offloads, plus tackle bust, his base stats are enormous. Where does he sit in the centre wing pecking order? Like, we've got Herbie who scores every week. We've got Dylan Lucas who's phenomenal. Zach Lomax. Who else is there? Val Holmes is pretty high up there. Where does Kiraz sit in the run home as a priority?
As long as he's fit, he's probably top two.
Forgot
Probably number
Garrick as
one.
well. Like I
He's
forgot
so
Garrick.
good.
I think he has gone for a non-goal kicking centre wing. His upside because he gets so much in many in offloads.
And he doesn't
It was
even
wet.
score he doesn't score a bunch of tries either.
I think what
Yeah.
I'm trying to point out is he's nearly a must-have. Like from as soon as you can afford to get him in. We all thought we were going to get him cut price. When he got 60, I was cheering because he was going to drop a fair bit of coin. Updated to 90, only dropped
What
17,000 or
he's
something.
still got a high break even this week, doesn't he? Like 100 and something.
Yeah, but he'll
Yeah,
probably get it.
about 100.
Well, let's hope he doesn't. Let's hope he gets a HIA early.
105, and he's gonna get it.
Early HIA, get away a week and then bring him in. So done.
He's actually probably a captaincy option this week, now that I think about
I'll
it.
bring him
Oh
in.
yeah,
I'll
if
bring
you
him
own
in.
him, I'd probably be captaining him.
I'm moving heaven and earth to try and get him in. So if that gives you any opinion of he'll probably knock himself out going for a try. And oh, hang on, I saw that
Do it,
last
David.
week.
Do it,
I
David.
saw that last week.
Do it.
Unbelievable. I could feel the
Kill
knives in the back. Tackle six, Guardsy, this is your tackle pod squad.
Yes.
What do you got for us this week?
I found a few this week. The first one, we've spoken about him already, so I don't need to talk too much. DCE, 5% ownership. Obviously has some appeal, but hasn't been amazing. My next one is I owned him at the start of the year, killed it, has been out suspended. Jacob Preston.
He
Four
down to
4.8% ownership.
wow
2.2% of the 10% when I looked this afternoon.
And we know he scores well.
Yeah,
And then I've got Haroti from the Sharks now that Hero's injured. Haroti's what, like 390K? And he's
what did Hero do?
Peck, didn't they say? They haven't said how long yet, though, but from NRL Physio, it didn't sound great that he was in a sling.
Yeah, so that's usually
Yeah.
8 weeks or 8 to 12 weeks,
And
something like
Haroti,
that.
when he was starting at centre, was killing it too. So, and then the final one's Lachie Galvin, 3.4%. What's he, 400 and like something K now?
No,
But it's a.
I would have liked another game off the bench where
Yeah,
he
it's.
didn't score a try and got 12 or something like that, but.
I still think it's a bit of a risk, though, because when Burton comes back, you still don't know what his role is yet.
I don't think you have to get him straight away.
Nah. Like, he could go back to bench or who knows?
Yeah, I don't think they know what they're going to do with him. They've got plenty of people and not enough positions.
Yeah.
Mark, you got a pod squad? I know you've done a bit of work
Yeah,
on
a
one.
little look today. A friend of the show, Dane Gagai. It's very interesting that he kicked goals even with Ponga back. He's scored a lot of tries, but he's another one that busts a lot of tackles. Does have a try in, so he's scoring tries and kicking goals. I know people are pretty heavily invested in the Knights, but if you don't have a Lucas or a Sharp and you want to go
A lot of people only have Lucas and Sharp now, though.
to another Knights player, he's not a bad one. You spoke about him earlier, but I've got Kurt Donohue down here playing 13, so you get Julian round 18 if you have someone like a Cameron McInnes
Have you got some stats on him?
there. I didn't look at the ownership. It was quite was down low in the scrolling,
1%. Yeah, 1%.
but yeah.
Yeah.
Ethan Strange was another one I looked at. They've got a very soft run, Raiders. You must be licking your lips with Hudson Young.
Oh, I'm very excited. But
Yeah.
everyone's going to be getting Hudson in after Origin, though, Cam.
I don't think everyone will get him because everyone's already stacked in the back row without him.
Yeah, I know.
I also
You've
had
got to
a.
be.
You've got to be trying to get him if you want to win.
Yeah, but there's
Oh.
another back rower after Origin that's very cheap. Ingus.
Yeah, that's right. I think there's heaps of options in the back row, and you're not going to want all six, your whole six slots full of
Why not?
gun
Just get six.
because you can't play them all.
Yeah, you can. You got four reserves.
What you're going to run with five? You're going to run with no halfback,
Yeah.
no extra fullback, no
I don't need them.
extra wings. Like this is what you've got to look at. You don't need many players. Kurt Donohue is
Yeah.
your anyone? Trainer, have you got anyone this week for the pod squad?
No, I haven't. I didn't really have a look too much.
No, Garzy got mine with DD, but I'm not sure how committed I am to him. 461,000. Did like his start to the year. That's probably what got me most excited. But then just looking at happening now, I don't know. I do like Dane Gagai because he's been told by the Knights he's not getting re-signed. He's valued himself at 400,000. I reckon Dane Gagai at 400,000 is a pretty good pickup for a team that, like someone in the centres that can make their tackles and take some hit-ups. Not a world beater anymore, but especially a goal-kicking Dane Gagai. If Ponga doesn't come back from Origin and he's still not great to kick, like it might be an extra 12 to 16 points on top of a 64 average or whatever he's averaging at the moment, which is pretty high. I
I
reckon that.
noticed Greg Marzu's pretty low ownership as well still.
Yeah, and he's another
Might
one
want
that
to look at.
I don't mind looking at, but playing for a contract, we all know what David Fifita did the 1 year he played for a contract. He was pretty outstanding.
Just so many teams that needed Gagai.
Absolutely.
100%.
I just can't see that he'll be off contract for too much longer, but the move from the Knights, I wouldn't have thought 400,000 in the salary cap at the moment for a guy that likes playing there and is doing a good job is a lot of money. So
especially when for last week his likely replacement in the centres was James
James
Schindler.
Killer, didn't he go well? Oh. I talked a couple of weeks ago about the worst games I've seen of NRL that scored well in Supercoach, and it was Robert Darby. That game has been trumped by James Schiller, who had quite possibly the worst half of first grade I've seen in a very long time. Moved back to the wing and then proceeded to score 115 Supercoach points. It just shows there is no justice in this world around how you score Supercoach points, because he should have been hooked, not just hooked to the wing. He should have been hooked because that first half was the worst I've ever seen.
Dreadful.
Trade talk. Free trades this week. Trainer, we're going to start with you because you've got some decisions to make around Cleary and a few other things. Where are you headed this week?
Well, at the moment, it's definitely Toya to Kiraz, funded by going Cleary down to Hines at the moment. And then, yeah, upon the yarns about Kurt Donoghue, I think I'm going to do Sandon Smith to him this week. He's got a low break even. Sandon Smith's probably going to do stuff all. And I was originally looking at Max Plath as being my hooker, sort of not necessarily around now, but even just for the run home once Riley and Sandon weren't doing their thing. So Kurt Donoghue seems to have come in and is playing that role that Plath would have been playing. So just a bit of a cheaper price. So I'm probably going to roll the dice there.
For years, he did ACL. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
Confirm.
Yeah,
Yes.
I really like that freeze up 100K as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just fun to watch. Donahue, how he throws himself around. I think he's everything you want to watch when you're just watching the footy. So if he's in your Supercoach team, you'll be cheering even harder.
Gives me a Dolphins player too, so not mad about that.
Yep, that sounds good. Guardsy, trading this week.
Yes, I got lots of issues. Lots of issues. I am trading. Who am I trading? That's a good question.
Lehigh,
Yeah,
Tuipulotu,
yeah.
Levy.
Lehigh Hopewadi is going after you killed him, so cheers. At least I got a few pod scores out of him.
I'm keeping him.
I got a few pod scores out of him, so I can't complain. I got him early, so.
I'm ruining that poor bastard for the rest of the
So he's
year.
about to
So
bust
Lehigh
up.
Hopewadi is
Look
going
at Mika.
for Tedesco, which who I haven't owned this year, and
Welcome. New Teddy ownership.
yeah. Tuipulotu's going after 1 week, which was thrilling to waste a trade on that, especially when I could have just brought Osako in last week because now I'm bringing in Osako this week for an extra 60K. So cheers, Jermaine.
How much did Tuipulotu lose? Or was he minus
Oh, like 40K, 30K, something like that.
100,000
It
miss?
cost me 100,000, that's all.
And 130 points.
Correct, Matthew. Thanks. Thanks
Hang on, that was in. He's just twisted it.
And the final one, I'm following trainer. I love Kurt Donahue. Owning him at Supercoach. He can join the squad. I feel like I'm bringing in too many Dolphins, though, which terrifies me.
You got two.
I've got three, including Herbie.
Oh, I guess the pride of Brisbane at the moment, Aiden. So.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to trade Sandon Smith to Kurt Donahue because bloke can football. I love him.
And. Where are you headed this week? Two trades for me this week, I think, at this point.
AJ to who?
That's not one of them. I'm bringing in Drinkwater. H2O is coming in.
For who?
For Lehigh.
Okay.
And I am trading Sam Smith out, and through some jewels, I'm bringing in Jermaine Asako.
Ooh, I'm the Asako train as well. Mark, where are you headed this week?
Oh, I'm like Guardsy. I've got plenty of problems. So, one of them is shortly going to be that I don't have any trades left because I'm making three this week.
How many will that put you to?
Should I give you the business answer? But
No.
no, 13.
Oh, shit.
Geez, that's gone pretty good.
How many are you down to, Guardsy?
12.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I can't hold Tuipulotu. I've still got Egan in my team.
Yeah, I
He's
was gonna say, when are you
next
getting rid of Egan?
week. Next week for Brenny. Brenny.
Why you're holding Cleary.
I might make two trades next week as well. Because with the cash from Egan, I can bring in a gun back rower.
Yeah, anyway,
the best. You are the best.
So I am trading out Big Red, Corey Horsburgh, Tamale, and Cameron Munster.
Okay.
He's going out, so I had Campbell in my flex position when I brought him in, so he's going up to 5'8". Oh no, yes, he's going up to 5'8". Yep. And I'm bringing in Esco, Raz, and I had to make some money. Latu Fainu bringing in a week early, even though he's not playing. Downgrade there at 5'8" as well. I could move Dewey into the centres, still holding him.
Yeah.
So shuffle the decks around, but needed to make that third trade to get. Let's go in, Perez.
We haven't talked about Munster, but he's a guy that a lot of people are trading out. Do you have plans to bring him back in, or is that it? Gone.
No, I think that's probably it. I'm with Aiden Campbell at half,
And
at
just
five for the rest of
a
the
backup
season.
5'8 if you have to play.
Yep.
Hopefully the flex
Yep.
helps you out there. Anyone else own Munster?
I do.
What are you? You're obviously. Are you keeping him?
Same as
Yeah.
Cleary, just keeping him.
Yep, trainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just keep him for the run home. Do you
Yeah.
own Jaden
I
Kingsbury?
own Jayden Campbell as well, so. Is that you as well, Tyner?
Yeah, same boat.
So Munster, Jaden Campbell, just keep for the rest of the year.
Yeah, like who are you going to trade him to?
No, that's
Yeah.
yeah. No, that's right. So you're playing two. You're having two gun 5'8"s is the is more what I'm proposing in that strategy because I know there's a lot of people that are only going to run one gun 5'8" and spend their money elsewhere.
Yeah, may not play both of them every week or whatever, run at home, but yeah, good to have options.
Yep. So my trade that I'm making this week is Gemat Shibasaki. If you listen to a couple of other another podcast, Baller, I've changed from the Pod. They call him Young GI. I don't know if I can get around the Young GI chat, but
Christ.
certainly done a bloody good job for me this year. Up to 600,000, and a guy that I held for a long time have played multiple weeks for really good scores. So it's one of the good things you've done this year at the Broncos is brought Gemad in and let him play. So him to Tedesco at the moment is my only trade, but I'm kind of thinking I need to get Kiraz after the chat today, and I'm kind of thinking I can do that through selling somebody and bringing in. I'm only a couple of, like, literally about 17,000 short from doing Hosking via duels to Kiraz. So I think if I sell Hosking and maybe Orsborough, I can bring in Kurt Donoghue and Kiraz. So I'd have Teddy, Kiraz, and Donoghue. So I'm not.
Well, you're not cheering. That's not cheering anymore, Matt.
No. As long as he's bringing in Tedesco, I don't care what you do.
Anyway,
He's happy for the Tedesco buy because
hey,
I've just absolutely taken the stress out of his weekend.
I'm changing all my
I'm telling
trades.
you, Fletch has got him blocked.
Let's have a gamble on how he's going to get injured, James Tedesco, this week and what minute.
Be around this kind of
I'm
neck.
going to say it's going to be a HIA. He's going to be falling down into a tackle, and your mate Fletch is going to be making a tackle and give him a little stiff arm.
Greg Marsh is going to knee him in the temple.
His fourth try in the 79th minute.
No, I think it'll be closer to about the 12th minute, and he'll be on 13 points, something like that. There you go. Captains and vice captains, boys, where are we headed this week? This is where it's even going to get harder for Tedesco.
Did not I? No.
I'll go last because I don't want to influence anyone's decisions.
Fuck me.
Mark? I'll go first. So I've got the VC on Tedesco and probably didn't Raz or maybe Kalamatangi, probably Karaz in that Sunday afternoon game.
Yeah.
What is it, VC Garrick and
I don't own Garrick.
excellent. If you're about to lock and load one, I may have thought about that earlier. And I've captained Tedesco, but that's at this point. I assume it's about to change.
And under Pat Garty.
I am currently VCing Tedesco and I am captaining Jermaine Azarko.
Holy shit.
Love it, Garty.
Wow. Are you just that confident Tedesco's going to go well?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So you just want to look bold and brave.
If I didn't captain Azarko, it was going to be Kalomatangi.
300 in a row, you reckon?
Why not?
Probably like an 80.
And where are you looking?
My VC at the moment is on Olakau'atu. But yeah, could very easily be Hines, Garrick, Tommy Turbo. And then captain was on Kalamatangi, but is now on Kiraz.
At the moment, my vice captain is on James Tedesco, so I'm not really going
Oh,
to
that's
cripple
all
him.
right.
I'm not going to cripple him too badly, and my captain is on Scott Drinkwater, 105 against Melbourne, showed me enough that he is a very good chance.
What? He doesn't like it because he just bought him in.
Oh,
So
sorry, Dan.
Drinkwater's scoring 14 again
big
now.
one now.
Absolutely. Nothing surer. So you're all welcome. Mark, the succulent Chinese multi. Yeah. I'm really living this curse. I'm loving it.
Herbie.
You want me to buy Herbie next?
No,
No,
leave Herbie
keep
alone.
putting him in the multi.
Oh.
No, because he's $1.90 this week. I had him in last week.
Perfect.
No
Had
value.
some value. No,
Mark couldn't even kill him last week in
you've
the
got
multi.
me over $2 to go in the multi this year. I'm not.
Remember we said
$1.05.
Cale Hero thought he was in and he did his peck.
Pretty
He'd already
sweet.
scored though. Didn't get the
That was
result.
the threat of trainer's money. I was gonna go.
One from
Fuck
one.
trainer kid. Anyway. He got mentioned earlier in the pod, Hirotti in at left centre or Cale Hero. I think the left centre for the Sharks has scored in every game they've played this year. So
So Haroti, even when he was.
even when he was playing in earlier in the year, scored, so keep it going. Yeah, well done.
It'd be handy if Nico could throw him the ball.
Trainer's going to like this one because I've got James Tedesco in there. Try scorer
So
against
you're
another.
telling me he's in the multi and Davo's bought him in this week?
Yep.
And
Something like
Davo's
that.
been seeding.
Yep. So
He's got a lot to get past.
him in for four tries at 180. Well, there we go.
Yeah. I'd be booking him into some sort of health facility, I don't think.
The good news is, even if he goes well, just nobody can say anything to me next Tuesday because I'm going to be on the telly track having the best time.
Yes.
And then rounding out the multi, I have Jacob Preston, bit of value in there. I think he's $3 over $3. South concede their most tries to that right RF position. So Preston back after a bit of a suspension. We'll be keen to get in there. So those three, Hirotti, Tedesco, Preston, $18.33. We can get 21.30 with a boost. So we've been doing all year. Play the doubles as well.
Yeah.
See if you can get some money back.
Just a quick shout out to a bloke that you two met last week. He put some tips into a chat that Dan and Mark and I are in for the racehorses. He had four tips, four winners. I multied them up, turned $50 into 670 on the weekend.
Good
So
on you, Tyler.
good on your funnies. Bloody good effort, and I expect to share every week from of those tips. I might even pass them on to in the future. Very, very.
You'll be out of range this Saturday, Phil. Sorry. Bugger.
I'm also very broke, so.
But
Sleep not, sleep safe, trainer.
yeah, pretty good punting. So I just wanted to shout out Aidan Dolphunnies, who has a different name that I can never remember. It's
Priapism.
priapism. Don't look it up.
Look it up.
Not at work.
Not on your work
Not
computer.
at work. Right, boys, train. I know this is your last pod for about 4 weeks. Let's hope when you can join us again in what will that be, about round 19.
Yeah, it'll be like the 15th of July or something.
Let's just count it down in terms of trades. The guards you'll have.
Zero.
I'll have about six by then.
What do you got? 12
One.
left. Two
Yeah.
next week. 10.
And then I'm done. After that,
Two
I'm done for a while.
the week later. That's eight.
Well, I
Then you
won't
get
need to.
three. Then you get three, so it'll be down to five, and then you'll be back, trainer. So you'll have five trades left by the time you get
You're
back.
right, guard.
Where do you reckon you'll
It's
be sitting,
more
trainer, at
exciting.
some point?
More
Where do you reckon
exciting.
you'll be? Can we get a ranking
Where
guess?
will I be sitting?
Yeah, ranking guess.
I'd be really happy if I was in the top 1,000 by the end of the buy period, but if I was just staying around where I am, I'd also be pretty happy with that while being on holiday, so.
Absolutely.
Achieve greatness. Go
I'm
for it.
trying, mate. I'm doing my best.
Have a good holiday with your family, mate, and we look forward to you coming back round 19. I doubt we'll see Dan again for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'll see you when you get back.
We'll see Dan when he's 1,400 again.
I might tag you on Instagram or something while I'm having a beer on a Tuesday night or something. You can share it.
Righto, sounds good. Righto, boys. See you later. Thanks for that. Ta-ta and farewell.